My reaction is that I am very happy today that the courts have been able to return the people their power. The people's power have prevailed because the few individuals who had set to expel and try to create a by-election, the court ruled that there shall be no by-election in Mwenezi up until the case is finalized. What basically it meant was we had requested the High Court to make a determination of the illegality of the expulsion, but those illegalities were glaringly exposed in the Constitutional Court. It's only that the judges could not pronounce it because we had not requested them to pronounce it, but we had requested that the High Court be made to sit quickly and pronounce that. So it was granted. Secondly, this ruling by the Constitutional Court will set freedom of expression in the members of Parliament, and it will restore their relevance because every ZANU-PF member of Parliament was now living in fear because he saw the ex hovering upon his head any time that they could be expelled without consultation and no recourse. So they have instilled confidence in the legislature that members of Parliament have to be treated with dignity and with honor, following the constitution of our land. And thirdly, I think the ruling will go a long way in expressing that the rule of law and the constitutionalism in Zimbabwe has to be respected, and no one is above the law. Since the ruling was against the president and the parties, then it demonstrates that even the head of state is not above the law. So I applaud that ruling very much.
But Mr. Basket, are you confident that you will be able to get a favorable ruling from the High Court?
It will be just a question of formality, because the glaring facts are clear that even as we speak, I was not given a letter of expulsion, and I was not even given the reasons for that expulsion. So before the Supreme Court, the judges laughed at it and laughed in disbelief that there could be a party and a people who can be so arrogant to discharge and to declare that we have expelled a member. And they failed to tell him, not only telling him, but even calling him to say we're expelling him on this ground. So there is nowhere on this earth where a court of law which respects the constitution and the rule of law will direct it otherwise.